Caught in an avalanche. We always try to make the best decisions possible to avoid avalanches, but as we know, it's rarely a clear go or don't go answer. If we get caught in an avalanche, we rely heavily on our group to save us. Search and rescue is hours away at best. They can help you get out of there, but they will not be there in time to dig you out alive. Once again, this is why it's so important to have a solid group that knows how to use their rescue equipment. What to do if caught in an avalanche? We want to yell avalanche. Your group should have eyes on you from a safe spot already, but if possible, it is a great idea to try to get everyone's attention so they can snap into action quickly. Obviously, on a sled, this one's a little bit harder. Good idea to have your radio close by, and if possible, you can maybe yell it into your radio. Escape route. This is the time to try out your pre-planned escape route. Remember, it's about a 45 degree angle to a high spot if possible. If you are near the top, grab a serious handful of throttle and hope you can land above the avalanche. Airbag or Avalung. Never hesitate on pulling an airbag. Better safe than sorry. The new ones are easy to pack up, so pull it as soon as you feel the snow starting to slide. If you have an Avalung, you should always ride with it in your mouth. It's next to impossible to get it into your mouth once you're buried. Ditch your gear. This one is more for skiers and snowboarders. If you have anything attached to you that has an anchoring effect, such as skis and snowboards, try to get rid of it. Swimming. A backstroke motion will help keep you afloat. If possible, get your feet pointed downhill to help protect your head from any trauma. Grab trees or rocks. Try to self-arrest if you can. And if you're unable to get out of the avalanche, this is an okay option. Make an airspace and extend your hand up. Once the snow stops moving, you want to pat out an airspace if possible. The snow will start to firm out quickly, so try and make one as fast as you can. Extend your arm up in hopes that someone might see your glove poking out of the snow. Try to relax. Have faith in your group and try to relax so you don't use up all your oxygen. Obviously, this would be extremely hard to do. Avalung. This is a tube built into some backpacks or sold separately. You breathe through this tube and it puts your CO2 out behind you. This can give you up to an hour when buried. The catch is imagine how difficult it would be to place a tube into your mouth when buried. For this reason, it's recommended to ride with it in your mouth all of the time. Just a tad bit awkward.